With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. CIA Director John Ratcliffe says the suspect in yesterday's shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. had worked with the CIA and the U.S. government in Afghanistan before coming to the U.S. The alleged gunman, 29-year-old Rachmanalla Lakhanwal, entered the U.S. in 2021. The two shooting victims, West Virginia National Guard members, remain in critical condition this morning.
West Virginia's governor initially said the troops had died, but later walked back that statement, saying his office was receiving conflicting reports about their condition. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser also says the Guard members are in critical condition at a hospital.
This is a targeted shooting. One individual who appeared to target these guardsmen, that individual has been taken into custody.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says that President Donald Trump is now ordering 500 more National Guards members to Washington in response to the shooting. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And the processing of immigration applications from Afghan nationals has been put on hold. The death toll from the high-rise fire in Hong Kong has risen to 65. The BBC's Danny Vincent says crews continue battling the flames while searching for the missing.
Firefighters worked through the night in an attempt to get the huge blaze under control. Close to 300 people are still unaccounted for, and there are fears that many residents were trapped inside the buildings. The authorities say they have arrested construction company executives on suspicion of manslaughter connected to flammable materials. An investigation is underway into the causes of the fire. The authorities say that its rapid spread was unusual. Local media have reported that bamboo scaffolding surrounded the buildings, which are undergoing renovations.
Wall Street closed today for Thanksgiving. This is SRN News. Poland is ordered to recognize gay marriage.
The European Court of Human Rights says the government in Warsaw must respect same-sex unions officiated in other EU countries, even though the practice is against the law in Poland. Article 18 of the Polish Constitution states that, quote, marriage being a union of a man and a woman shall be placed under the protection and care of the Republic. Meanwhile, there's a battle going on over whether or not to legalize gay marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
Americans are decorating for Christmas, and Moravian stars are becoming increasingly popular, but many people who use them don't know that they are the product of a persecuted Protestant denomination. The Moravians fled persecution by Catholics in what is now the Czech Republic, finding refuge in Germany in 1722. The Moravian star was created when a math teacher in a Moravian school drew it as part of a lesson in geometry. This is SRN News. Thanks to an alert cop, bloodshed may have been averted.
The Department of Homeland Security says two Virginia brothers have been arrested, adding they allegedly plotted to kill immigration officers. The agency says John and Mark Bennett were taken into custody on the 19th of November. The department began an investigation 2 days prior to that with the Virginia Beach Police Department after an off-duty Norfolk police officer overheard the brothers discussing plans to kill police officers and ICE agents. Jason Walker reporting.
The Trump administration says pharmaceutical companies have agreed to slash the Medicare prices for 15 prescription drugs following months of negotiations. The administration says it's expected to produce billions of dollars worth of savings for older adults. More details at srnnews.com.